Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen. It's been a beautiful time in worship this morning. My heart's been touched by the Lord in a way that is, He's encouraging all of us to step into new dimensions with Him and not remain where we currently are. You can be seated. Here's what I believe the Lord wants to do right now. We just got through singing songs about the open heaven to His presence, open door to His presence. And then that our fear doesn't what? Stand a chance when we stand in His love. And then we talked about raising, or sang about, worshiped about raising a hallelujah, even though the things in darkness and going through different things. But we can always say, praise the Lord. We can always say hallelujah, even in the front of our enemies. And then we sing about, that's who He is. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's light in the darkness. Here's what I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to do today, this moment. He is looking for His people to be radical. Not common, radical. Anybody can be common. It takes the power of God, the Spirit of God, for us to be a radical person. How many of you think that we can be extremely open in this house? Okay. And we need to be. You need to know that you're safe here. You need to know that this is a place for you to be able to encounter God and do things and to answer what He's pulling or leading us to do. I told you last week, one of my prayers for this house is that we become such a people of hope, that we're filled with so much hope, that wherever we go, we'll be able to pour out the hope that we have on everyone. But if we sing songs like, my fear doesn't stand a chance, and then become fearful when we're out there, we're actually singing something that we really don't believe. Does that make sense? We may think about it, but it isn't practical living for us. So here is the openness that I want you to have. How many of you struggle or have a fear and a struggle of witnessing? I want you to be very honest. I want you to stand to your feet. I really do. You struggle with sharing Christ with somebody. It's out in the world. You can share in here. You can share Jesus with each other in here. But when you step out there, it's sort of like this intimidation, this thing, this fear that what if they don't like me? What if they hate me? What if they are mean to me? Or what if I offend them? Whatever it is. But you have a fear, you have a difficulty in witnessing. Anymore. I know there's more. If there wasn't more of you, we'd have a lot more results. So stand up if that's you. Hey, this is your day. This is our day to say, look, this is not going to happen anymore. I'm going to be a person that's going to be able to share my story, the Lord's story, with other people, and I'm not going to be afraid to do it. Okay, all of you that are standing, come on up here. Come right here. Well, do I have to? Yeah. Just stand right here. And I really do appreciate, I honestly appreciate your openness to say, I struggle with this. And I don't want to struggle with this anymore. Come on, come on closer. Come on, everybody, just come on closer. I appreciate you coming. I really do. All of you guys. This is about to change for you. It's about to change for you. It's going to change for you. It's already started changing for you. And I want you to know something. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm not talking about having a religious posture that actually repels people. All of you that are seated, you better be witnessing this week. So when I ask any of y'all this week, did you witness to somebody this week? You better tell me, yeah. I'm not fussing at you. I'm wanting you to make sure that if you're supposed to be here, get here. All right. How many we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 34, 50, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 40, 41. I knew there was somebody. 42. I'm telling you what. If the 42 of you capture the heart of God or get captured by the heart of God, from this moment on, you will not have a problem sharing your faith with other people. The world is waiting for the 42 of you. It says that creation is actually groaning. Creation is groaning to see you manifest into sons and daughters of God. Not children of God, but the sons, the mature ones that would be able to have so much hope filled up inside you, so much love for people. See, when we sing these songs about breaking bondages and we say, it's not just for us, we have to believe that's for other people.
Yes.
And how they're not going to come here and listen to it. They're not going to come here and see the songs. They're waiting. They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to step out. They're waiting for you just to come up and just start the dialogue of the hope that you have inside you. Yes. There will be rejection. Yes, they rejected him. Some people are going to reject you because they rejected him. When they reject you, they're rejecting him. Do you think you can make a difference?
Yes.
Can you make a difference? Can your story impact another life? Can his history inside you, along with his presence inside you, is that enough?
Yes.
What are we holding back for? So the next time we sing this song, you say, my fear of witnessing does not stand a chance. Amen. To be filled with hope. To be, listen, there's people out there that go to sleep at night with broken hearts, with of things that are going on in their lives, and they don't even see the dawning of a new day. Why? They're waiting on you. They're waiting for you. You have something to give them. Your hope. Your love. Don't look for the people that look easy. Look. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Hey, don't look for the people that look easy. Yeah, this would be an easy target. No. Look for the people that they look like they're desperate, and they look like they need a word from God. They need encouragement. Yeah. What do you have?
It's not so much that I can't witness. I just always have that fear of the judgment, and that's the part I'd like removed. The Lord places a lot of people in front of me that are really oppressed, and I share my testimony and basically all the dark parts of it, and I know they get something out of it, but me walking away, I still feel like, okay, what if they think something bad of me, you know?
Well, see, that's a fear. That's a fear of man. That's a fear of man. What if they think something bad of me? Who am I? I tell you who you are. You're a child of God. You're an ark carrying the very presence of Jesus, presence of the Holy Spirit. It's who you are. It's not about your ability. It's about you surrendering to His ability. And when you walk in this place and you say, peace, peace be unto you, and they don't want that peace, the Bible says just leave, shake the dust off your feet, and go somewhere else. I can guarantee you that He does not lie.
He does not lie. Yes.
That everything that we say, the way maker, He's going to make a way for every one of y'all to witness this week. And He's going to empower you to be able to do it. Don't be afraid. A fear of witnessing doesn't stand a chance. We sing about it, now we're going to live it. It doesn't have to be a long story. Just said, you know, have you got a minute? Let me tell you a little bit about my story. I was this. But just don't tell them I was this and leave. Tell them I was this, but God. But now, this is where I'm at. And He can do the same thing for you. You can actually share, you know, I had a fear of even talking to people about Him. That's gone now. Why? Because He took that away. I gave it to Him. I surrendered. 42 of you. School. Right? What grade are you in? What? Fifth grade. See, there's a bunch of fifth graders that need to hear. I'm not talking about you got to go around talking to everyone. No. When the Holy Spirit begins to nudge that heart, you go and say, yeah, can I share something with you? It's just that easy. Would you be where you are today without Him?
No.
Let me ask you this. Let's say somebody gave you $1 million apiece. How many of you would want that? If you're not raising your hand, we'll need to talk again. Let's just say you got $1 million. And you live beside people, or you live people in the neighborhood that they're struggling. You can tell by looking that they're struggling. Let me ask you this. Do you have anything to give them?
Yes.
See, if you're walking in His love, you'll be compelled to share with what He's given you. With other people that desperately need it. Yes. And then we're not even talking about money. We're talking about the true riches.
Yes.
There's people that are struggling in this community, where you live in this county, every day. They're struggling every day because they don't know one person that is full of hope. They don't know one. Not a one. Because they have not been impacted by that person. You need to be that person. You need to be that person that is so full of love and so full of hope and so full of grace, the empowerment of God, that whenever you feel that urge to be, just look at the fear and say, be gone in Jesus' name. I'm going to share his story. Are y'all ready? Okay. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for these 42 people. I thank you for their hearts to be able to move out from their chair, to be able to come and say, yes, God, I have a fear, and I want you to take care of it. So I give it to you in Jesus' name. Fill me, just say, fill me with a hope that is beyond my imagination, that it will loose my tongue as I share who you are and what you can do in lives. In Jesus' name. Now, you're being sent out. From here, you're being sent out. Say, I'm sent. I'm a sent one. I am a sent one. You're sent. You don't have to be religious. And if I say, I don't want to hear it, you just say, God bless you. I'm expecting to hear testimonies of what's happened in your life. Amen. 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 Give God praise. God bless you. Make it a point to come back and tell me. That's not my message, by the way, but it's a good one.
Jesus here. Yeah. Yeah. Insert Jesus here. Now's a good time to bring me up. Now's a good time to tell them what the Lord has done for you. Huh? I remember when I first got hit, you know, and Jesus, I found him. Hallelujah, I met him. Big difference in me. And every time, you know, with people, and I would just, that Jesus insert here would just pop up, you know. And one lady says, Mike, is everything about Jesus with you? I said, what else is there? You know, all roads, every avenue, every fellowship or relationship, whatever talk, communication I have with somebody, that was what popped up. You know, it was like, man, you know, Jesus is real.
Yeah.
so grateful today. Now, there's a few announcements. Oh, if you are here for the first time, Pastor will meet you in the back right there after the service. He'll have a little gift for you. All right? And now we're going to move forward. Look at
her. Don't forget about Robin.
Back to the Spirit. What do you say? I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. When I looked down and seen her, I said, you're in the cleft of the rock. You know, she's just me. When those dark times and those rough waters and storms come, that you will have a foundation that what you built on it will not be washed away. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise.
Hallelujah.
Light in the darkness.
Amen.
How many know that today?
Amen.
How many truly, truly know that? I'm going to get my preach on too, but I tell you. God's living through here. There's a difference when he made. Love God, love people, make a difference. Jesus made a difference. You won't make a difference outside of here. Now, we're going to have a jazz fest on Wednesday, December 11th.
Yes.
This Wednesday night, we will not have a jazz fest. Or hear Pastor Terry teach on something. Or children's choir. Or children's choir. Spend time with family. Because we know Thursday we celebrate a time of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of almost like my favorite. It really is. It's like my favorite. I don't know why. It's just, I got to. Well, I don't know about y'all. Promise keeper. Sis, you know what that means? The promise keeper is your way maker. Oh, hallelujah. If God's touched your life in any kind of way, if you know he's a way maker, if you know he's a promise keeper, stand.
Mm-hmm.
Stand. Resounding in me for weeks now. Those who stand will save their souls. Stand on that right now. Would you look down at your feet? You're really not standing on that carpet floor. You're standing on the rock. Stand on the promises of God. Stand on the ways that he's done in your life. What has brought you out of the darkness into life. Stand on that fact right there. Don't take your eyes off of that. And allow him to use you to glorify his holy name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Go healing those two tonight. Let me see. Get through this. Go ahead. Y'all got to sit down. Keep standing. Praise God. He's going to run in a minute.
He's going to preach the announcement.
Don't forget what everything is built on. I think we have everything going tonight. Gratefulness, making known to God and others in what ways they have benefited your life. Let others know too. Let others know too what they mean to you. And if any purse has been used by the Lord in your life, let them know. Let them know. That's glorifying and honoring to the Lord and edifying the body of Christ, encouraging one another. All right? If I don't see you, and if nobody's told you they loved you today, well, they just did.
Amen.
And happy Thanksgiving to each and every one. All right?
Amen.
Are for you to pick up the doors on your way out, ladies. Are the ladies in here?
Yeah!
I hear a few of you. All right, this is a ladies' tea, and this is a great way to insert Jesus here. A little invitation to the girls in your life who maybe don't come to this church but would like to experience a little Christian fellowship together with other ladies. It's going to be on December the 7th from 3 to 5 p.m. There's a sign-up sheet at the back if you want to be in charge of a table. There's several of you. In fact, would you please stand up, ladies, if you're already in charge of one, or like the leader of one of the tables at our Christmas tea. I see a few. One, two, who else? Girls, are you here? more slots that they're looking to fill. We're just going to have fellowship, fun, laughter, joy, Jesus. I'm doing childcare, so bring your children. Moms, this is a chance. Fellowship without your children is going to be wonderful. And especially because this is a chance for just the girls and to, somebody who might not want to come to church, but would come to a ladies' get-together. Consider it one more invitation to people in your life who you know who need Jesus who might come to a ladies' get-together. Okay, any other questions? Ask Ms. Faye or Michelle next week. Love you.
Okay, gentlemen, let's get a spot and say, let's get together too. Pastor said, we need to be right. There's a story of 10 lepers that Jesus healed. How many came back to think?
One.
That was right.
Yes, it was.
Amen. It was right. Some of you were radical today. Amen. You were giving thanks. This is Thanksgiving week. And I want to say something a little bit maybe different than you're used to when we're taking up the offering. And some of you, I don't want you to do that. That sounds pretty radical. You ever done something grudgingly and under compulsion? How'd you feel? God doesn't want you giving today grudgingly or under compulsion. Because he loves a
cheerful.
Say that again.
Cheerful
giver. Wow. Let me experiment just a brief minute. How old are you? 13? What are you thankful for? This guy right back here, where's your son at? He was playing with his, hold your left arm. He's been playing with this watch. All service. Is this new? It's pretty cool looking, huh? What are you thankful for? That's good. What are you thankful for? You want to represent the 30 to 45 group?
I'll take the salvation. I'm thankful for salvation.
You're thankful for salvation?
Salvation.
That's pretty deep. Wow, that's deep. What else?
Family. Church.
Now that's not abnormal either. See, people are in the 30s and 40s. They're thankful for relationships. You know? That's very important. B, what do you think?
You see how deep that is? That is deep, folks.
What'd she say?
As we get older, it's really all about, simple but deep. And, that should be reflected in our giving. What do you think? As we mature, as we become more radical, our giving should get more radical. See? Maybe in the beginning, it's under compulsion. Don't give today. Because God loves a cheerful giver. Amen? If you're thankful, you're truly thankful, then give out of that heart. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing right here in this church. And just blessing and staff. Each person, Lord, having enough. And the missions that we utilize here. And giving this fellowship, Lord, so important. We want to increase that this year. We want to do some great things. Bless every gift and giver right now. Just encourage people to step out of that compulsion and say, I want to be thankful to give out of that heart of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you. I am standing on the rock. I am standing in your love. My fear.
Hey.
Hey.
Everybody good so far?
Great.
I tell you what, Bob, it is good to have you back from back. Can we say Baghdad? We just did. It's good to have you back. I know you're gonna be back for a couple of weeks and all but he's serving our country over in Baghdad, but we were so grateful to have you back home. I know you got another year to go. But I thought you said another 6 years, and his bride beside him said, not 6 years, just one more year. But it's certainly good to have you home. It really is. Brenda Lane had surgery this past week, and she had a partial hip replacement, but she's doing well. She's home. She's doing very good. Miss Faye is in the hospital. She's had something going on with, I don't know which arm, and I pointed this one, but I don't know if it's left or not. But Pastor John took her to the hospital, and they're going to keep her overnight. They're running some tests and everything, but they're not looking for a whole lot of people to show up. They just want your prayer. And so would you join in? I don't really know what's wrong. He said her arm's been hurting her for about 2 days. And so they went on to the hospital. So let's just pray for them. Would you do that? Father, I thank you that you're the creator. There's no one like you. You're an awesome God. Lord, we can't even muster up all the words that we can say that would be enough to describe who you truly are. But Lord, not only are you the creator, but you're the healer. And we're grateful for the price and the sacrifice that you made for Faye to be healed by your stripes. So, Father, we intercede right now. We just enter into your presence and say, God, in Jesus' name, touch Miss Faye. Touch her arm, whatever it is, circulation, whatever it is, God, you know exactly what it is. So we ask you in Jesus' name that her body would respond to your power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in her life. Make her whole. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Also, Robin Martin, Julius Martin. How many of you remember Julius Martin? Julius? Oh, some of you. It's actually Jana Jones. Julius is your father. And Robin, so stand up. So they make some connection. He used to come to this church. They used to come to this church, but he's in where? Charleston. Well, Robin went home to be with the Lord. She is dancing with Jesus right now and having a wonderful time. But they want to have a memorial service, just a celebration of her life, this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. here in this house. So if you want to come and be a part of that, listen, even if you don't know them, you can come because they were connected to this house and we can support and help comfort them. So if you can, that is this Saturday at 11 a.m. You heard your message today. God's. How many of you heard your message today? The rest of you can stay on, and I'll bring you another one. But I'm really messing with you. The grace of God is grateful for your offering. They were able to buy all the turkeys and buy all the food and all the boxes, so they're set to go. Matter of fact, they actually gave us 28 more boxes than we're supposed to. All because of you. But they have a great big thank you. This earth, over in Romans, this earth is waiting for you and I to grow up and manifest and be seen. Be seen as God's people. They're waiting for us. So let's don't keep them waiting. Let's go ahead and grow up and express who Jesus is. By the way, how many of you did not come up? Did not come up here. Raise your hand. Just raise your hand. I'm not going to ask you. Just raise your hand. All right. Now keep your hand raised up. Father, in Jesus' name, we send them out because they can already witness. So we send them out in Jesus' name that they too will witness to someone this week without any fear, without any intimidation, and they will be telling your story in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm telling you, something is really about to happen. Something's really about to happen because the earth is groaning to see the mature Christians, the weos, the sons of God. The weos. It doesn't mean children. He's not looking. The creation's not looking just for the children of God. They're looking for the ones that's grown up, that are mature, that storms don't faze them. That the enemy is not intimidating them. That's what creation's looking for. Let me tell you a little bit about hope. Hope can give you courage when you're facing giants. How many of you have that kind of hope? A few of you. Needs to be all of us. Hope gives us strength when we're facing tough times. Maybe you have that. That's good. Hope gives you peace when you're surrounded by the storm. Maybe you've ever been surrounded by the storm. You know how you get peace? Hope. Now, hope. Hope. You can always pray. Praying is always good. Pray all the time. If you pray and don't have hope, you're just talking. All right. Endurance. Hope will give you endurance when things seem so long and so tiring. Hope will give you endurance. Hope will motivate you to put your energy and strength into something that's of God. Hope will give you vision for the future. If you don't have hope, you don't see the future, except a bleak one. Hope will give you meaning right now. Right now in your present life, your present living, hope will bring meaning to where you are today. You know why? Because he said, whatever you're going through, I'm going to cause it to work out for your good because you love God and called according to his purpose. Tell your neighbor, God never lies. Never. He didn't promise you something and say, oops. I don't know that I can handle that. Nope. It's not him. It's not how he operates. Your hope, we're not going into Isaiah, trust me, we're not going to try to do any of that today because you already heard your message from God today. Something's about to happen in this house. Do you want to be involved in it? Raise your hand if you want to be involved in it. Every one of you. God is about to do something in this house that's going to produce something that's so radical. That's going to produce something that is so uncommon to church. I'm going to show you a video. Have we got a video ready? Yep, got a thumbs up. Don't we have a great media team? They work on getting the... Don't we have a great usher team? You know, they're just awesome. Dance team. Listen. God is good. All the time. Just remember, there's somebody out there waiting for you, not to just talk to them, but to show them Jesus. Not to just talk to them about Jesus, but to show them Jesus. You know how you show Jesus? You're living. It's how you live. Let's look at this video just a second. Can she get a big amen? Yeah. Speaking of babes, we have a new one today, right? Ava. Ava, is she here? Who has Ava? Her aunt. Well, bring her on up, aunt. Okay. You know, Ava had a little bit of difficult time being with us and in the hospital, and your prayers and other people that were praying saw Ava through. Amen. Amen. And she is doing well. Ashley and Nick's babies. I'll let you take care of her. Can you zoom in here? Can you turn this way so we can see his face? See her face? Her face? Let's see. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. Aww. Y'all knew what I was wanting you to do. Now just take a deep breath. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Thank you. We're glad. This is her first time here. Mm-hmm. Amen. We want 2 weeks today. Wow. Praise God. Amen. Isn't she just wonderful? Thank you. All right. I'm just seeing if I can wait till 12:20 before I dismiss you, but I don't. I'm messing with you. I really am. I love you. I really do. I love this house. I love you people. Y'all are beautiful people. Wonderful people. Special people. Radical people. You make the difference of what ministry is being done in this house. Y'all are the people that do the ministry. You really are. And I'm grateful that you're here, each and every one of you. I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you for stepping up, stepping out. And this coming week, you're going to have that opportunity to share the good news in your life to someone else. And you're going to start having that more and more and more often. Let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth, but only the word that is has grace, that is edifying, that is lifting up people. And the Bible says that it will be for the need of the moment. Whatever moment you have, whatever that moment looks like, and whatever the need in that moment is, you giving a word of grace will meet the need. And those that hear it, you know, with the rest of it, they will benefit from it. They will be able to receive it. It'll give grace to those that hear it. There's a lot of people out in this world that need the grace of God in their life. They need to see the favor of God on their life instead of always looking down, instead of always seeing the bad, the negative. You and I have to look beyond what the circumstances are, and our hope must see past that so we can actually say what's coming. Because whatever it is that God promised the people that you're going to encounter, He's not going to break that promise. He's a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, a light in the darkness. That's what you have to take to people that is outside of these walls. Are you willing to do that this week? Stand to your feet. What did you say, brother? Let's rock and roll. All right, now what was the point of the video? You teach just as much with your behavior as you do your instruction. As a matter of fact, if your behavior does not follow your instruction, the little ones will see something ain't right. That's what she said, something ain't right. Y'all need to get back to the basics. Our children do need to be taught, but our children need to see the model of what you're teaching. Amen? Amen. Amen. Grab somebody's hand beside you. Look at them in their eyes and say, I love you. Now say, I really do love you. All right, God bless y'all. Y'all can take the love and take the freedom and take the hope and take the grace and give it away to people this week. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.